Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Suzanne Greep, reading The Bee Yard in February by Lynn Rigney Schott. I've chosen poems that illuminate a specific moment through close attention in celebrating the ordinary. And Lynn's poem focuses on observations made in juxtaposed seasonal tasks. The Bee Yard in February, Silver Queen Canyon, 1987. Here in the unweeded regions, the Christmas tree died, undressed, leaning against the swing, next to five cockeyed coupled boxes, white and worn as winter, heavy with waiting. Today, ordained by instinct and a rare blade of sunlight, like particles on some subatomic mission, Apis mellifera circle the square nuclei, the combed circumferences of safety, leaving their ochre traces to freckle the snow. Wings driven to a wagging dance find the world wrapped in an unkindness of ice. The faceted eye fixes on no petaled throat through polarized blue, and we find the unwed mothers of cold circumstance stranded after dark, stunned by the suddenly sunless air, scattered over snow bones, dreaming syrup and stamens and painted tongues. That was Lynn Rigney Schott's The Bee Yard in February from her collection Light Years, published by Hawk and Handsaw Press and printed by Spokane's own Grey Dog Press. I'm Suzanne Greep.